on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 24th of November, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Alksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, well, we had this wonderful interview with Stephen Drover, Artistic Director of Rumble Theatre, about their new play, The Society for the Destitute Presents Titus Buffoonus, by Colleen Murphy. And we lost it. I learned a lesson about how important it is to make sure you have room on your chip when you start your digital recorder to make sure that it's still recording when you're done. So we won't have our interview with Stephen Drover, but I'll tell you all about it. And we'll clue you in on some other stuff that's going on around town this weekend and the week coming up. Plus call board and the usual stack of local music. We'll also talk about Shindig that is almost over and we haven't talked at all about it. But we're catching up. We're getting ready. It's almost the end of the year. And we'll do that. It's got Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're going to kick things off right off the bat with the winner of last week's Shindig. Shindig, of course, is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. It's a showcase of new and up-and-coming local musicians performing live on stage at the Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as, I guess it's still called Pat's Pub. It's sort of in a transition. I saw Pat's Pub signs everywhere, but every once in a while there's a Hastings Mill sign too. So we'll just call it the Hastings Mill Brewing Company because that's what they want to call it, but we know it is Pat's Pub. Hastings and Dunlap in the beautiful downtown East Side every Tuesday night. Music gets underway about 8 or 9 o'clock. Three bands, plus jokes for beer and lots of entertainment. Can't miss it. There's two more shows coming up, and we'll preview that one this upcoming Tuesday in a little while later on in the show. But first, I want to play for you the performer that took the prize and is moving on to the semifinals. This is local rapper. The writing's really small, and I just had to move the mic over to so I can see it. Oh, there it is. It's Mama Rude Gal, MTHC.
I'm hunting. You think you're intimidating? Oh. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean, though. Move back so I'll never get too close. Yeah. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean, though. Stay broad with my team, though. Yeah, my natives and my niggas and my gringos. Said I'm soft, but I mean, though. I'm coming in rude and I'm bringing the truth. Anyone giving truth is a gun. We banging these boots and we be so obtuse. Always wrecking the mic that we on. We banging the news, you'll be seeing it soon. If I give you my time, it's an honor. Can't be a goof like Madonna. Be a poster for warning. Now stand back, here's a cutter. Every group gang track slap like Judder. Every day we spinning.
steady on the grind and eventually on the come up. Yeah, sun up, we'll be on the grids. Heavy coming with it, always focus on the biz. Do it for myself, always do it for my kid. Never gonna stop, nigga, this is how I live. Yeah, emulator, you're emulating us. Formulator, can't delegate to us. Fourth world prime when we elevating. Max hair breach when we entertaining. Now hold up, while I give them all a little bit of, yeah. Real bars, come and kill it when I hit you with this shit, yeah. I'm hunting. Think you intimidate me? No. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. Move back, don't ever get too close. I'm soft, but I mean though. I'm soft, but I mean though. Stay broad with my team though. Got my natives and my niggas and my gringos. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. You think you intimidate me? No. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. Move back, don't ever get too close. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. I'm soft, but I mean though. Stay broad with my team though. Got my natives and my niggas and my gringos. Avert your gaze, nigga. You'll be feeling some kind of way, nigga. The world is what I made, and I will never slow down till I'm getting paid, nigga. Behave when I put you in your place. Mama Empress has spoken, you reply, okay, mama. And never will I accept any disrespect. Train, I'ma bring you the drama. Talking all that shit, but you cannot back it up. Boy, slow down, bro, put the lips on the cup. Get turned up, then they're gonna run out of fuck. So hold up, turns out I was born with none, huh. So take a chance, realize I warned you though. Won't get it past, gon' burn slow. I and I always running on the low. Take your eyes off and I'ma rock your line, how you go? I know you see my curls on my cheek, yeah. I know you hear my soft ass beat, yeah. I know you know my time ain't free. I know you creeping my IG, I know you thinking she's so sweet. Till you hear this napalm that be licking on my teeth. With the mic on the beat, got you jumping on your seat like damn. She bringing a jam, she might be the man, she might be the man. Now don't get it twisted, I be the business. I be the missus. And at the same time I'm a mistress, paying the visits, making them vicious. Yeah, that's me, put the booty on the D-H-O-P-E, the one and only. So just say destiny and show it, show it. I'm hunting, I'm hunting. Think you intimidate me? No. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. Move back, so don't ever get too close. I'm soft, but I mean though. I'm soft, but I mean though. Stay broad with my team though. Got my natives and my niggas and my gringos. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. You think you intimidate me? No. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. Move back, so don't ever get too close. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. I'm soft, but I mean though.
When the summertime comes, I'll be on my way. When the summertime comes, I'll be on my way. When the summertime comes, we'll be down to the line. The girls looking pretty, ow! Like I knew they would. The sun beaming down through the cracks in your eyes. Come on, pretty baby, won't you come alive? When the summertime comes, the summertime comes, the summertime comes, I'll be on my way. Begging, darling, please, won't you come my way? Summertime come, it's a mix to the mire. All of the time passing on by. The threads to your throne are tattered and torn. As you look around this dirty old town, the summertime come, I'll be on my way. way, I'm begging, darling, please, won't you come my way when the summertime comes? We'd be down to the line. The girls looking pretty, ow! Like I knew they would. The threads to your throne are tattered and torn. All of the while, you're growing your pile when the summer. Summertime come, summertime come, summertime come. I'll be on my way, I'm begging, darling, please come my way.
That's Ian Campbell Band, who also played at Shindig on Tuesday night. They didn't take the prize, but they're going to be around. In fact, we've got a call out for them to show up and make a special live appearance on Dave Radio in the next few weeks. So that'll be good. Let's see. We're going to talk about who's playing Shindig this coming week. But first, I wanted to let you know about an event that's happening tonight in the commercial drive area. It's at the Wise Hall on Adnack Street, Adnack in Victoria, of course. It's called Passion for Justice 2017. It's a dance party hosted by the Pivot Legal Society. It's a fundraiser for them. Pivot is, of course, the society that provides legal services for residents of the downtown east side, and have been great activists for justice causes in that area for a long time now. And one of their founders, David Eby, is now a member of the legislature and is doing great work in Victoria. But they're having a big event tonight. It's, as I said, it's happening at the Wise Hall. It's, I'll read you the blurb. It's Party with Pivot, all in support of the Pivot Foundation's ongoing work fighting for human rights and social justice across Canada. Proceeds from ticket sales, raffles, and purchases will support charitable programs, projects, and initiatives aimed at ending poverty and marginalization for society's most vulnerable. As worthy and important a cause as this is, it's also an excuse for me to play these guys, because the music, the dance, the fun is going to be provided by the great Queer as Funk.
Yeah.
So once again, that's tonight at the Wise Hall in the sunny Sunrise. No, it's not Sunrise. Is it Grandview? And it's at that boundary between Sunrise and Grandview at Adenac and Victoria. A big event going on in support of the Pivot Legal Society. I'm pausing because I am trying to find the information on Shindig. There it is. Shindig number 8. Night number 8 of Shindig 34, the 34th annual CITR Battle of the Bands and Showcase of Local Music, happening on Tuesday night. We told you where it is. Now we're going to tell you who's playing. It's let's see, we got three groups. We got King Buzzard, Mushy Face, and these guys. So we're going to start with a tune from Mushy Face. It's called Drinking a Beer.
We'll be right back. just got one question for you.
Hey, what's the big deal? Perhaps they've never been told or just straight up forgot it. But you can't just go around telling people they're wrong. And you can't just lie in bed freaking out about it all night long.
Canning. don't seem to escape. I'm all glue stick and tape. Sick of fatted bottom feeder, it's all the same. Empty wallet, empty mind. Out of water, out of time. I feel the devil's finger poking in my back. We were closer.
Disorders Shindig is back for the 34th year and is hosted at Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Pat's Pub, every Tuesday night. We've curated a spicy roster of local musicians, and there are 27 bands, 27 winners, but someone has to take home the Shindig Windig crown from last year's champ, Little Sprout.
Come watch bands jam out, have fun, and battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Sierra Fox Postering,
Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery,
Pandora's Box,
Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders,
Mint Records,
Music Waste, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell,
Sixth Cent Press,
Blue Light Studios, Hastings Mill Brewery,
Print Print.
So come out to Pat's Pub November 28th for Singles Night to see King Buzzard, Mushy Face, and These Guy.
Ago, the Pendergai program helped Chinese Canadians and Asian Canadians discover and create community radio. Join CITR and Discorder in celebrating the very first English language radio program created in Canada about Chinese Canadian community on Friday, November 24th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Access Gallery in Chinatown. Check out the Facebook event or go to CITR.ca for more information.
Can a rigorous examination of current events help us think more clearly about the meaning of such foundations in the light of institutions and emotions, virtues and vices? Come out Wednesday, November 29th, in McLeod, Room 254, to join Professor Thomas Heilig in discussing a close examination of the foundations of democracy, religion, and the current crisis. This event is sponsored by the UBC Graduate and Faculty Christian Forum.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
I love that beep. CITR 101.9 FM, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. And sheepishly with hat in hand, I have to admit that I blew it. Last Sunday, I had a wonderful conversation with Stephen Drover. Stephen is the artistic director of Rumble Theater. He's also the director of their upcoming production, The Society for the Destitute Presents Titus Buffonius. And I'm feeling kind of destitute myself right now because when I got back to the studio to edit the interview, I actually waited till this morning to edit it because I thought, oh, it's all in the bag. I just have to trim it a bit and off we go. I discovered that my digital recorder didn't have enough memory and I only got about the first 45 to 90 seconds of it. And that was all just sort of, you know, shuffling things around and getting things in place. So enough apologies. Let's talk about the Society for the Destitute presents Titus Buffoonius. It's a brand new play by Colleen Murphy. Colleen is a Governor General's Award-winning playwright. She's done stuff like Pig Girl and The December Man. Adapted from Titus Andronicus by William Shakespeare. Shakespeare never won the Governor General's Award, but you probably heard of his other works like Romeo and Juliet and Richard III and Hamlet and stuff like that. Titus Andronicus is one of the most violent plays in the Shakespearean canon. It's got massacres and bloodletting and cannibalism and all kinds of horrible maiming. Maiming. It's just all maiming everywhere and cutting off of hands and ears and stuff like that. It's a brutal play. Rumble decided they wanted to take a different look at it. So they brought in Colleen Murphy, and she presented an idea of doing it in the form of theater known as Buffon, which we sometimes refer to as buffoons. It's kind of like clowning, but there's a very distinct difference. Clowns want you to like them. Buffons don't. In fact, they go out of their way to make you not like them. So to give you a rundown of what the press release says, it says five lumpy, stumpy performers on the fringe of civilization decide to put on a contemporary version of Titus Andronicus. But as you might predict, this is not your average night of Shakespeare. They sometimes forget their lines, say what they want, or refuse to stay dead when they're killed. And as only clowns are able, they turn the tables on us, the audience, and present us with their own foibles in a way that is both hilarious and unavoidable. The Society for the Destitute presents Titus Buffoonius as an inspired marriage of Shakespearean text, contemporary dialogue, and the French clown technique of Buffon. It's happening at the Cults, the Vancouver East Cultural Center, the Cults Historic, a wonderful venue at Venables and Victoria. Preview was on Wednesday. Opening night was last night, but it runs from now until the 3rd of December, with evening performances at 8 o'clock and some matinees at 2 o'clock. It's got an amazing cast, some really great local Vancouver artists, some real veterans, folks you've seen at Barton the Beach like Craig Erickson and Naomi Wright, folks you've seen doing lots of interesting physical theater like Peter Anderson and Sarah Affel, and Pippa Mackey's in there too. She's an all-around brilliant artist, actor, performer, and it's just the gang in has put together a really fascinating piece of theater. You'll wonder what the heck is going on, and then you'll come out of it going, that was really funny, but it was really creepy. Why am I laughing at that? But I can't stop laughing. So that's all I can tell you. I mean, it's a great show, and it's on, as I said, it's on now at the Cults Historic. Contact the Cults at communications@thecults.com, or go to the cults.com box office to find out how you can get tickets to the Society for the Destitute presents Titus Buffoonius. Now, usually I try to avoid playing covers. I like to present local artists doing their own work. I really go out of my way to get original material. But every once in a while, somebody does a cover that you go, wait a minute, I've heard that song before. This is not like how I'd originally heard it. And you're going to feel that right now. This is our friend, The Land of Deborah, and this is a track off her new CD. And you'll probably recognize it.
One, two, three, I'm talking away. I don't know what I'm to say, I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Take on me.
There you go, Land of Deborah, and that aha song. You know what I'm talking about. So our friends Jenny and Janet, the mother and daughter author team of Janet Walmsley and Jenny Story. Janet wrote her book, The Autistic Author and Animator, and Jenny is the autistic author and animator, and her book, Dysnomia. Both of those books are available at Indigo, and they're doing a book signing tomorrow from 1 o'clock at the Indigo Books at 810 Gravel Street. They're a lot of fun to meet and hang out with and just chat with them and get your book signed and say hi to Jenny and Jan from Dave Radio. Tomorrow night is a special event for us here at CITR and here in Vancouver. The Rogue Folk Club that's been going on forever and started and still run by Steve Edge, who does the Edge on Folk here every Saturday morning. They're throwing a big fundraising party at St. James at 10th and Trutch tomorrow night. It's been running well as a nonprofit society since 1987, but they do need to top up the kitty every once in a while. So they've got a big silent auction, including things like, and you're not going to believe the stuff they got for this silent auction: a custom made Morgan guitar, a signed Buffy St. Marie mouth bow, and music lessons, instruments, bundles of CDs, box sets, including a signed copy of Bruce Coburn's book and box set. They've got vacation stays at places like Whistler, Main Island, Ruby Lake, and Keats, and weekend passes to festivals, gift certificates, other merch. Oh, there's a full line of goodies that you can find at 32auctions.com/roguefolk. And as I said, tomorrow night is the big party. You can get tickets at roguefolk.bc.ca. Some of the performers include Stephen Fearing, Martin Patinode, Gabrielle DeBrill, and our own Honky Tonk Dilettantes. A lot of fun going on. Let's see, do I have a ticket price? Don't have an actual price in front of me, but as I said, go to roguefolk.bc.ca to get the details on that.
Running down the street, all I hear is my heartbeat. This music in my ears is the only reason I am here. Then you can't stop me now. As I go by, to all my friends I left behind, I'm sorry, I had to say goodbye. But you can't stop me now.
heartbeat. The pounding in my ear is the only thing that I can hear. And you, you can't stop me.
That's Chris and Nicole, who were here last week, their song, You Can't Stop Me Now. Boca del Lupo Theater has an event going on right now. Actually, it starts on Wednesday, the 29th, at the Fishbowl on Granville Island. It's called You Are It. It's created by Sherry Yoon and Deb Williams, and it's performed by Carmen Aguirre and Deb Williams. It's a new creation that... it's about a character making friends with people on the bus, inviting them home for dinner, and how that goes. Co-creator and performer Deb Williams says, I've been obsessed with female friendship for years, always feeling like I'm doing it wrong. I love eventually finding out that everyone knows exactly what friendship is, the rules, limitations, and meanings, and these assumptions are completely different than their friends' understandings. Yeah, how come you don't do it the same way I do? So looks like a really cool show. As I said, it starts Wednesday night, and it runs until the 9th of December, 8 p.m. shows nightly at the Fishbowl on Granville Island, and you can go to bocadellupo.com for more information on that one. Also going on, in fact, I think it started already, it's The Story of My Life. This is a musical by Neil Bartram and Brian Hill, and it's performed in concert with a couple of friends of the show, Chris Adams and Eric Gao. It's the story of a friendship. Again, friendship. This is the friends Alvin and Thomas, two men from a small town. These lifelong friends are reunited after Alvin's mysterious death. Through music and song, these two friends recount their adventures, explore their past dissonance, and ultimately discover what is at the basis of every strong relationship. It features Chris Adams and Eric Gao. It's directed by Stephen Aberle with musical direction by Wendy Bross Stewart. So if you want to know more about that, you can contact... who do I contact? Just go to the Canadian Music Center website to find out more about that. And speaking of Eric Gao, he's a very busy fellow. Tomorrow night, it's tonight is the opening of First Lady. This is a play that Eric wrote. And it is, they're workshopping, and it's not the official production yet, but it is... It is in process, and it's a story. It's basically the story about the first openly gay president of the United States and his partner, known as the First Lady, and how that all goes. So that'll be a lot of fun. It's produced by ZZ Theater. Dave DeVoe and Cameron McKenzie are deeply involved in how all that works. It's going on at the PTC Test Kitchen in Chinatown, 739 Gore Avenue, tonight at 8 o'clock. Admission by donation. Check it out. That is going to be a hoot and a root and a toot. Did I actually say that? Yeah, I'm a little dizzy. Time now for the call board. Dave Radio call board featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Fraser Valley Stage is looking for an adult or young adult mezzo-soprano to play the role of Tessa in The Gondoliers. This is the production that's going to England. They're going to be performing in Abbotsford in February and March, and then they're going to the International Gilbert and Sullivan Festival in Harrogate in the United Kingdom in August. You can contact Margaret Kennedy for that. Her number is 604-308-0948. And the United Players are doing a play called Enron by Lucy Preble. This is happening in March. The auditions are this weekend. They are looking for, what are they looking for? Well, I'll tell you a bit about the play. It's inspired by real events, the financial collapse of Enron just about almost 20 years ago now. The Explosive Tale of Greed is a cocktail of classic tragedy and savage comedy. And this is an ensemble piece where there are a total of 36 characters. And so you'll definitely be required to stretch your limits a little bit there. If you want to know more, you can contact Andre at United Players, 604-224-8007. Love Letters by A.R. Gurney is being produced by Emerald Pig. And their production is happening in February. Their auditions are this weekend at the Maple Ridge Leisure Center, looking for one male, one female, between someone in their 40s. But, you know, I'm almost 60. I can pass. So, contact Emerald Pig for more information on that. Our first Fringe 2018 audition notice. How do you like this? It's Trudomania, the musical, and this is going to be up at the Vancouver Fringe next September, but the auditions are happening now, from now until December 7th. They're doing sort of a process on it, so what they ask you to do is email your resume to DKMCLEOD, DK McLeod at telus.net. Renegade Arts is doing Rent, and that's happening in March. The auditions are December 2nd and 9th at the Shop Theater, 3030 East Broadway. Peninsula Productions in White Rock doing the Dixie Swim Club by Jesse Jones, and that's directed by Wendy Ballard. It's happening in July, but the auditions are in December, December 2nd and 4th. They are looking to cast women who are comfortable with comedy in their 40s and 50s. Casting is open to all ethnicities. Actually, I'll read you verbatim what it says. This is, we're looking to cast women who are comfortable with comedy in the 40-50 age range. So I know on the surface you think it's comedy in their 50s, but no, they're actually looking for actors in their 50s. North Van Community Players doing Crimes of the Heart by Beth Henley. That production is happening in April of next year. The auditions are in December, the 3rd and 4th at Hendry Hall. This is going to be their entry in the Theatre BC Festival. Theatre Under the Stars getting started as well, and their auditions for Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, and that's directed by the great Sarah Rogers. So just and the chance to work with Sarah is enough for you to want to go out and audition for this show. It is, of course, Theatre Under the Stars. It happens in Malkin Bowl every July and August. And the auditions are in December, the 5th, 9th, and 10th at Malkin Bowl in Stanley Park. You can go to tuts.ca to find out more information about that. And our final notice today, it's Awkward Stage Productions. And they're doing a play called Milk Milk Lemonade by Joshua Conkle. And it is directed by Seamus Farah, whose dad is a friend of the show. Mom and dad are both a friend of the show. And produced by Sarah Harrison, who's an old pal as well. That production is happening in May of next year. And, of course, next year is almost here, isn't it? It's November 24th, for crying out loud. The auditions are happening in December, the 14th and 17th, at the Arts Umbrella on Granville Island. And they know let you know that Awkward Stage Productions encourages performers from all cultures, races, ethnicities, and gender identities, mental and physical abilities to apply for auditions. So just show up, show them what you can do, and you never know, you could be part of the show. If you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com, or you can find it at the Vancouver Public Library website, vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, please share it with us on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com.
Sometimes Sometimes it feels like the only thing
you can count on in life is the fact that Mint Records will always have a Christmas party and always have it ridiculously early. This year, join Woolworm, Needles and Pins, Jay Arner, Supermoon, Kellerisa, and Dumb at the Astoria on December 2nd for music, presents, and Christmas fun.
That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. No, it's DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And please like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our archives at CITR.ca. And stick around, because we got lots of great programming coming up this afternoon, including at 3:30, our own Napkin Boy, at Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents, celebrating 30 years of broadcasting. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.